百宽塔之音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2020年4月29日，星期三。我们再次荣幸地邀请到了 Radha Sharan Prabhu，为我们继续讲解《永恒的 Chaitanya 经》是 Chaitanya Charitamrita。Hare Krishna。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Govinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 22 The Process of Devotional Service
今天我们继续来讲永恒的 Chaitanya 经 Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第22章奉爱服务的程序
Broadcasting this morning from Sri Ramayapur
我们现在是在 Sri Ramayapur 向大家直播
And we're going to discuss today Lord Chaitanya's teachings to Sanatana Goswami
今天我们要探讨的主题是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 向 Sri Sanatana Goswami 的教导
Where Lord Chaitanya is going to present the different aspects of devotional service
那齐达尼亚马哈巴布在这里会呈现奉爱服务的各个方面。
Naturally, when we speak about devotional service, we speak about qualification.
那很自然的，当我们提到奉爱服务的时候，我们就会提到资格。
And we have to remember that Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is considered to be the postgraduate study.
那我们要知道，是齐达尼亚马哈巴布在这里会呈现奉爱服务的各个方面。就被称为是。奉爱服务中的博士课程
which is after the study of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
是继圣典博伽瓦坛的学习之后。
So it is the ultimate literature to study for devotees who are already engaged in devotional service.
所以呢，这是对于那些已经在从事奉献服务的奉献者而言，是一部终极学习的经典文献。
And therefore, the discussion that take place in the Chaitanya Charitamrita are on quite a advanced level of Krishna consciousness.
所以说呢，在这个 Chaitanya Charitamrita 当中的一些对话，可以说是在 Krishna 知觉的这个阶梯上的一个非常高的境界了。
So not we may not be able to understand everything.
可能里面中的一些内容我们不可能完全明白
but still it is relishable to even see the way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is presenting the philosophy of Krishna consciousness
但即便如此当我们去看一下 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去呈现这些哲学主题的方式的时候我们也会感觉到是非常的美好的
and one thing which is always repeated as a pattern for presenting the philosophy is to present the source of everything and the condition of the living entities.
那就是说在我们看见在它呈现这个哲学主题的这个过程当中往往会重复一种模式也就是说呢首先是去呈现万物的这个源头万源之源然后呢去探讨这个受条件限制的灵魂备受局限的状态。
And we tend to forget, how everything begins and why we are in the situation that we are in today.
而且我们都是有这样的一种倾向很容易忘记这个所有的源头是什么也忘记了我们怎么就会陷在现在的这样的一种困境里。
Even in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we find this repeated pattern where the position of Krishna is constantly put in the center of conversation.
那在圣典薄伽瓦坛当中，我们也可以看到这样一种陈述的一种模式，也就是说，在这个对话当中，或者在某一段讲述当中，总是会不断的去重申主 Krishna 的一个至高的地位。
And when speaking about Krishna, naturally we speak about Krishna's energies, Krishna's qualities.
那很自然的谈到 Krishna 的时候，就不可避免的会谈到Krishna 的品质，Krishna 的能量。
And then it is important also to present the reason why the material world exists.
然后呢，就会谈到就是为什么这个物质世界会存在。
And what are the living entities doing in this material world?
啊，那接下来可能就会说到，在这个物质世界，这些生物体生活在这个物质世界到底是在做什么。
So many of the conversations that take place, either in the Srimad Bhagavatam or in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, begins with giving the big picture.
所以说呢，无论是在圣典薄伽瓦坛，还是 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经中，有很多哲学的对话都是这样展开的。首先展示的是一幅全景。
This is something which is, it's a system which is used by Krishna himself, but also by the Acharyas.
那这样的一种系统化的陈述方式呢，就是无论是 Krishna 本人是采用的，而且是那些 Acharya 们也是这样的。
So when we talk about giving the big picture, is we give first the fundamental knowledge about everything.
所以当我们提到这个全景的时候，我们指的是所有的这个哲学的根本，首先是提出来。
And then we zoom in, we get into more and more and more details.
然后再探究到一切的这个细节，就是越谈越细致。
Like, for example, you may buy a box of puzzle.
我们举例来说，比如说我们买了一大盒的拼图。
So in the box of puzzle, what you see on the cover of the box is a full picture.
一般来说你买这么一个拼图玩具的时候，这个盒子上就是一个完整的最后拼成的一个图的样子。
And then all the pieces of puzzle are put in one bag.
然后呢，很多这些散乱的小拼图，每一小块都散，就都装在一个袋子里边。
Now you've got to put the puzzles together so you see the picture very clearly, just like it is on the cover of the box.
所以呢，你要玩这个拼图的话，就是要把这些小块都给拼装起来，然后最后呢，就能够呈现这个盒子上的那一份图景。
So in this way, Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy gives the conditioned souls and the practicing devotee.Always the full picture, so we don't forget what is the source of everything.
所以呢 ，Gaudiya Vaishnava 的这个哲学就是这样去呈现的，就是无论是对受条件限制的灵魂，还是对于在修习的奉献者，都会首先去呈现这样的一幅全景。这样呢，我们就不会忘记我们的源头是什么。
And I insist on saying Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy because.Even in the other Vaishnav Sampradayas, it's complete, but it's not complete in terms of the full picture that includes Goloka Vrindavan and Krishna's relationship with his eternal souls.
我之所以要强调这个Gaudiya Vaishnava 哲学呢，我也是想指出，就是在 Gaudiya Vaishnava 的这个一些 Sampradaya 一些这个使徒传系里面呢，不一定就是说有对于整个的这个灵性世界的一个完整的一个呈现，不一定会完整的呈现这份全景。换句话说，就是呈现这 Goloka Vrindavan 灵性世界，然后以及那里的灵魂跟 Krishna 之间的这种关系。
So other Sampradayas will focus on the nature of this material world, but then they will focus on Vaikuntha only.
那就是说呢，在其他的 Sampradaya 其他的传承里面呢，它可能就是只会去呈现百坤达无忧心秀
and the worship of Lakshmi Narayan
或者是Lakshmi Narayan 的这个崇拜
who are the lords of Vaikuntha
那他们呢就是 Lakshmi Narayan 呢就是 Vaikuntha 的神职
or they will worship they will focus on the service to Sita and Ram
或者呢，还有一些 Sampradaya 这个传承，就是说他们是把这个崇拜的这个重点是放在 Sita Ram 身上的。
But in Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy, we have the Lord of Vaikuntha, we have Sita Ram, but we also have Radha and Krishna.
但是在我们的 Gaudiya Vaishnava 的这个传承当中呢，我们不仅仅是有 Vaikuntha。无忧星宿也讲到 Sita Ram 但是我们还有 Radha Krishna
So this is why we say that the Lord of Vaikuntha is perfect
所以我们就有这样的一个说法就是说 Vaikuntha 无忧星宿的主是完美的
The Lord of Mathura is more perfect
Mathura 的主更完美
And the Lord of Vrindavan is most perfect
而在 Vrindavan 的主是最完美的。
So in this way, we have the great fortune to have access to the entire knowledge of the material and the spiritual world.
所以说呢，有了这样的一个学习的方式，其实我们就有了一个完整的一个哲学的体系，就是。说不管是对这个物质世界还对这个灵性世界呢我们都有所知悉
So this is what Lord Chaitanya is doing now at the beginning of this chapter of the process of devotional service
那这个本章的这个主题就是奉爱服务的程序那么 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就是以这样的一种方式展开的
And he did exactly the same when he began to teach Rupa Goswami.
那么之前他和 Rupa Goswami 的这个教导的时候，他也是以这样的一种方式。
So in the previous chapter, Lord Chaitanya spent quite a bit of time discussing all the different opulences and energies of Krishna.
所以在前面的这个章节当中呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 用了很大的篇幅来探讨就是主的能量还有他的富裕。
But now he's going to again bring up the topic, but just in a few verses.
那他现在呢又重申这个主题，但是这次就是比较简洁，只是用了几个诗节的篇幅。
Always to put everything into perspective, so we don't forget.
所以说呢，总是要给我们这样的一个结构，使得我们不会忘记，就是强调它的这个背景全景。
Srila Prabhupada explained in Vedic literature, things have to be repeated three times for emphasis.
那 Srila Prabhupada 他说呢，在这个韦达的文献当中，如果一个事情要强调的话，那就要强调三次。
So here, Lord Chaitanya says, Krishna expands himself in many forms. Some of them are personal expansions.And some are separate expansions. Thus, he performs pastimes in both the spiritual and the material world. The spiritual world are the Vaikuntha planets, and the material universes are the Brahmanandas, the gigantic globes governed by Lord Brahma.
那么在这个世界当中呢，就是其他的马哈法布就说到了，他说呢 ，Krishna。扩展成为很多的形体，有一些是他个人的扩展，有一些是分离的扩展。因此，他在灵性世界和物质世界都上演逍遥时光。灵性世界便是 Vaikuntha 星球、无忧星宿，而物质的宇宙呢，都被称为 Brahmandas 是主 Brahma 所统治的巨大的星球。
So in just one verse.Lord Chaitanya gives the big picture.
所以呢，就是在一个诗节之内 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就呈现了一个全景。
Then he's going to give the picture of the situation of the conditioned soul.
那接下来这个诗节呢，他就要解释这些受条件限制的灵魂 啊，这些个体的灵魂都是一种什么样的状况。
So he says the living entities, the jivas, are divided into two categories. Some are eternally liberated, others are eternally conditioned.
就是说呢，这些生物体，它们被分成两大类，一类是永恒解脱的，一类是永恒局限的。
In this material world, we'll find only two kinds of living entities.
那在我们的所在的这个物质世界里面呢，那么就只能看到这样两种生物体。
And obviously, the majority of living entities are the conditioned living entities.
那毫无疑问的，大多数的这个灵魂都是永恒的，这个受条件限制的灵魂。
So why would they be?Also, some liberated living entities.
那为什么还会有一些解脱的灵魂呢？
That's mentioned in the next verse. Those who are eternally liberated are always awake to Krishna consciousness, and they render transcendental loving service at the feet of Lord Krishna. They are to be considered eternal associates of Krishna, and they are eternally enjoying the transcendental bliss of serving Krishna.
那么这个呢，就是关于解脱的灵魂，在下一个时节当中就有解释了。那意思就是说，那些永恒的解脱的灵魂，都是在 Krishna 知觉中醒觉的灵魂，他们向主 Krishna 的莲花烛做出超然的爱心服务，他们都被认为是 Krishna 的永恒的同友，他们永恒的享受着在服务 Krishna 的过程中的超然喜乐。
So those who are eternally liberated living entities, they live with Krishna in the spiritual world.
所以那些永恒的解脱的灵魂，他们在灵性世界和 Krishna 住在一起。
But sometimes they come to the material world to also serve Krishna.
但是呢，有的时候为了去服务 Krishna, 他们也会来到这个物质世界。
So if we meet.Eternally liberated living entities, we know that Krishna is not very far.
所以当我们遇到了这样的永恒解脱的灵魂的时候，我们也就知道了 Krishna 也近在咫尺。
This is how we know how Krishna is performing his pastimes.
所以呢，就通过这一点，我们就知道 Krishna 是怎么上演他的逍遥时光的。
So these living entities are known as.Nitya Mukta, they are always liberated. They have never been conditioned in the past, never.
所以这些生物体呢就被称为是 Nitya Mukta, 也就是说是永恒解脱的。那也就是说，在过往，他们从来没有一刻是被束缚的。
And then, apart from the ever liberated devotees, they are conditioned souls who always turn away from the service of the Lord. They are perpetually conditioned in this material world and are subjected to the material tribulation brought about by the different bodily forms in hellish conditions.
那接下来的这一个世节里面就是讲到呢，除了这些永恒解脱的灵魂，还有一些受限制的灵魂，他们总是背离对主的奉献服务，他们是在这个物质世界中的。他们永远的被束缚在这个物质世界当中，而且呢，深受由不同的物质躯体和地狱般的境况所带来的物质折磨。
So those who are not liberated, they are conditioned because they identify with the material energy. This is us.
那也就是说呢，就是那些没有永恒解脱的这些灵魂呢，他们就是会认同。同于这个物质世界的能量，所以就被这个深深的束缚在这个物质世界里面。那这些受限制的灵魂，指的就是像我们这样的灵魂。
And the main cause of this material conditioning of the living entities is ignorance of one's eternal relationship with Krishna.
那么究竟是什么致使这些受条件限制的灵魂被束缚在这个物质世界呢？那是因为他们就是忘记了和自己和Krishna 之间的这种永恒的关系，处于一种愚昧无知的状态。
So the eternal position of a living entity whether that living entity is liberated or not, is to always serve Krishna.
而就是无论是受条件限制的灵魂，还是永恒解脱的灵魂，他们都有一个共同的永恒的本性，那这就是为主至尊主做奉献服务。
But when you don't serve Krishna, you still have to serve.
就是说，即便是你不想为Krishna 服务的话，你也不得不做。
You serve your mind.
比如说你会服务你的心意。
You serve your senses.
你会服务你的感官。
You serve all your material desires.
还有呢，就是屈服于你，服务于你的这些物质的世俗欲望。
You serve the illusory energy.
还有这个虚幻的能量。
Always serving.
就是说呢，你会一直在服务。
Because this is the nature of the soul, is to serve.
因为灵魂的这个本性的特点所在就是去服务。
So Lord Chaitanya explained the condition of the living entity who is wandering throughout the universe from one body to another.
那么所以呢，齐檀尼玛哈巴布就在谈到了这些受条件限制的灵魂，就是在这个浩瀚的这个宇宙当中一直在徘徊流浪，从一个星球来到另外一个星球。
And that's very different from the position of the liberated living entity.
那这种状况呢，就是和那些永恒解脱的灵魂是大相径庭的。
When the liberated living entities come to this material world, it's very precise what birth they're going to take, where they're going to take birth, what will be their service, and how long they will stay.
那么对于那些永恒的解脱的灵魂来说，如果说他们来到这个物质世界呢，也是精确设定好他们什么时候来到这个物质世界，投身在怎么样的一个家庭里面，在这个物质世界会逗留多久，会做出什么样的服务，所有的一切都是事先就已经确定设定好的。
But the living entities who are conditionedThere is no way to tell where they're going to go, what they're going to do, and how long this is going to last.
而对于受条件限制的灵魂而言，何去何从，就是一个无法回答的这个问题，也不知道他们会在这个物质世界流浪多久。
So in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to Rupa Goswami,
所以呢，在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对 Rupa Goswami 的教导中，
Lord Chaitanya speaks something which is a verse which is very, very famous.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就说了一个诗节，这个诗节呢是众所周知的一个非常著名的诗节。
Where he says, Brahmanda Brahmite Konyo Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prishadipoy Bhakti Lata Bij. He says, the conditioned soul is wandering from one universe to another.
那他是这样说的，说受条件限制的灵魂呢，从一个宇宙徘徊到另外一个宇宙。
Taking one birth after another in different species of life.
他们投生在一个又一个不同的生命种族中。
Until one day, the conditioned souls come in contact with a devotee.
那直到有一天呢，受局限的灵魂就有幸遇到了一位奉献者。
And the seeds of bhakti is planted in the heart.
这时候 bhakti 的种子，奉爱的种子就植入到了他的心中。
Now Lord Chaitanya is going to say almost the same thing to Sanatan Goswami.
那在这里的这个对话之中呢， Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 接下来要对 Sanatan Goswami 说的这一句话中呢，几乎就是前面这段话的翻版。
He says, wandering and wandering throughout the universe, he may, by chance, get the association of a devotee physician whose instructions and hymns make the witch of the external energy flee. The conditioned soul thus gets in touch with devotional service to Lord Krishna, and in this way, he can approach nearer and nearer to the Lord.
那在接下来的这一段话里呢，就是说那指的就是说受条件限制的灵魂在整个宇宙流浪徘徊，那他或许会有机会亲身接触到一位奉献者，得到他的怜悯，而这位奉献者的训示和赞歌呢， 就会让这外在能量的雨污逃之夭夭，受条件的限制的灵魂因此就有幸接触到了对主 Krishna 的奉献服务，这样他便一步一步地走进主。
So Lord Chaitanya says by chance.
所以呢Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在这里说的用了一个词，就是说呢也许或者说有机会，有可能，偶尔，这样的一个意思。
So it's maybe yes, maybe no.
那换句话说就是说呢，这个是一种偶然现象，就是说他可能有机会，可能遇到了，可能没有。
In other words, there's no real plan.
也就是
How the conditioned souls will meet devotees.
所以就是说呢，这样的一个受局限的灵魂，他究竟有没有机会去遇到一个奉献者呢？这个是没有事先安排的，这是偶然的。
Or where or when?
或者说是在哪里遇到奉献者，什么时候遇到奉献者，这都是不得而知的。
It just happens by chance.
也就是说呢，就是碰巧就发生了。
You happen to be somewhere.You're in the middle of your complete absorptions in material energy, and then suddenly, bang, you meet a devotee.
然后呢，就是比如说你在某一个地方在那里不知道做什么事情，或者说呢，是你完全沉浸在这种物质能量的陶醉之中，然后突然间呢，石破天惊，你就遇到了一个奉献者，他出现在你的面前。
We could write volumes and volumes and volumes of books on how people come in touch with Krishna consciousness.
那关于这些人们是怎么样遇到 Krishna 知觉的，我们可以写出长篇大论，有很多很多的书可以去描写。
The most unlikely people in the most unlikely circumstances.
也就是说，在一个最不可能的状况下面，可能是最不可能的人，他有机会遇到奉献者，开始他的Krishna 知觉。
But how would this happen if the devotee did not happen to be there?
How would that happen if the devotee did not be there?
Yeah.
那如果说奉献者是不在那个地方的话，那又会发生什么呢？
I mean, imagine it was not a single devotee in the material universe.
我们来想象一下，如果说在这个物质世界里没有一个奉献者。
How would the conditioned souls get in touch with Krishna consciousness?
那这些受局限的灵魂，他们怎么能有机会去接触到 Krishna 知觉呢？
And it doesn't take much. It's not like you need billions and billions of devotees. All you need maybe is just a handful.
你也不需要有这个亿亿万万的奉献者在这个物质世界上，要不了那么多，其实可能就是几个，可能就够了，一小群奉献者就可以了。
So how do we get people to meet the devotees?
那么我们怎么样才能够创造机会，能够让人们遇到奉献者呢？
Unless you actually make yourself known, unless you actually make the effort to go out to meet people, they won't meet the devotees.
那作为奉献者来说的话呢，就是要想办法出去，想方设法的能到外面接触到奉献者，创造他们能够遇到奉献者的机会，否则的话他们是永远不可能遇到奉献者的。
We are sitting here in Sridhar Mayapur. What are we doing in Mayapur?
那我们现在在这个 Sridhar Mayapur, 在 Mayapur 圣地，那我们在这里做什么呢？
A Frenchman and a Chinese woman.
一个法国人和一个中国人。
And what are we doing in Mayapur?
那我们在 Mayapur 能做些什么呢？
Because Prabhupada traveled from India to the West to spread Krishna consciousness.
那 Prabhupada 呢，他只身一人从印度去到了漂洋过海，去到了西方世界，然后从西方开始将 Krishna 知觉传遍全世界。
That's one person.
这是一个人。
Who made millions of devotees.
但是就是这一个人，他却发展了几万个奉献者，上百万的奉献者。
And now these devotees are carrying on his mission by giving Krishna consciousness to others.
而现在呢，现在的这些奉献者们，他们也就是传承了Srila Prabhupada的这个衣钵，然后把这个Krishna 知觉也传遍给更多的人，传遍全世界。
So When we come to Krishna consciousness, it's not the time to retreat into our cave.
所以说呢，如果说我们进入了这个 Krishna 知觉的话，那就意味着，你不能再就是龟缩到一个山洞里面去了，自己待着。
What we receive, we have to share with others.
那无论我们接收到了什么，我们就应当有义务去和别人分享。
Here, Lord Chaitanya referred to a devotee as a physician, as a doctor.
那在这里呢，这个就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 把奉献者比喻成为一位外科医生，一位医生。
And the devotee physician has the expertise to remove the influence of the external energy.
那这个作为一个外科医生般的这个奉献者，他又就有这样的一种医术，他可以。移除这个物质的虚幻能量对对方的影响。
To make it easier for the conditioned souls to make spiritual progress.
那就是说呢，可以帮助这个受条件限制的灵魂能够更加容易得到进步。
So, we give out books.
所以呢，我们就给他们书。
We give out the holy name.
给他们这个圣名。
We give out prasadam.
给他们 prasadam.
And in this way, we bring people nearer and nearer to Krishna.
这样呢，我们就一步一步的让对方接近了 Krishna.
So we have to position ourselves to create a situation so that the conditioned souls will come in contact with Krishna consciousness.
所以说呢，我们就要这样。去做，就是我们要创造这样的一个环境，让受条件限制的灵魂呢，能够有机会，不论是以什么样的方式，能够接触到 Krishna 知觉。
So Lord Chaitanya is explaining how conditioned souls come in contact with Krishna consciousness.
所以呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在这里解释的就是受条件限制的灵魂是以什么样的一种方式接触到 Krishna 知觉。
Now.I am going to read to you a most extraordinary verse. I promised it last week. Here it is.
那上周呢，我给大家承诺说，我要给大家读一段极其非同寻常的诗节。那现在呢，我接下来就读给大家听。
This verse is a great meditation.
那这段诗节呢，就是说是非常。了不起的一段冥想。
It is something that we should keep with us and memorize.
我们应当把它铭刻在心。
I will chant the Sanskrit. It's very beautiful.
所以说呢，这一段的这个诗节呢是非常非常美的。我首先先用梵文给大家朗读一下。
Kamadinam katina katida palita durni deshas.Te shamjata mayina karuna natrata nopashantihi. Utri jaitan hata yadupate sampratam lababhudhis. Tvam ayataha sharanam abayam mam niyuksatma vadasye. O my Lord, there is no limit to the unwanted orders of lusty desires.Although I have rendered these desires so much service, they have not shown any mercy to me. I have not been ashamed to serve them, nor I have even desired to give them up. O my Lord, O head of the Yadu dynasty, recently, however, my intelligence has been awakened, and now I am giving them up. Due to transcendental intelligence,I now refuse to obey the unwanted orders of these desires, and I now come to you to surrender myself at your fearless lotus feet. Kindly engage me in your personal service and save me. Wow.
那这段诗节就是说，我的主啊。这色欲的过分的命令是无穷无尽的。虽然我已经向他做出了这么多的服务，但是呢，他却从来没有对我怜悯过。 我从来没有因为服务于他们而感到羞耻，我也从来不想放弃他们。我的主啊，亚杜王朝的君王啊，但是最近呢，我的智慧被唤醒了，现在我要把他们放弃，因为超然的智慧，我现在决定我要断然拒绝这些欲望的过分的要求。现在就让我来到您的莲花族，您的无惧无畏的莲花族之前，向您全然的皈依吧，请仁慈的允许我为您做亲身的奉献服务，请拯救我吧。
So how do we get from meeting a devotee to coming to this realization?
就是说呢，从遇到奉献者到达到我们刚才所描述的这样的一种觉悟，在这期间你要经历些什么呢？
Because this verse is definitely expressing a great awakening.
因为刚才的这个世界当中，我们就会看到呢，这是一种非常大的觉醒。
And that does not normally happen on the first day when we meet the devotee.
那我们第一次见到奉献者的时候，一般不会立刻就有这样的觉醒。
It requires for the heart to be transformed.
这种觉醒是有一个前提的，就是你的心要完全的发生改变。
So this verse is divided into two parts.
这一段诗文可以分成两个部分。
And in those two parts, the conditioned soul is speaking to the Lord.
那在这两部分中呢，这个都是受局限的这个灵魂在对主说话。
And in the first part, the conditioned soul is acknowledging the conditioning based on material desires.
那就是在第一个部分里面呢，受条件限制的灵魂就向主呢，就是诚心的承认。是因为这个物质欲望的这种驱使，使他陷入到这样的一种备受局限的、被束缚的状态。
And the word ashamed is mentioned.
那在这里呢，就是说谈到了一个词，就是羞愧。
In other words, when materialistic people engage in all sorts of materialistic activities, because they're not aware of what they're doing,They're not ashamed of what they're doing.
那换句话说，就是物欲熏心的人，他们在这个物质世界里呢，做了各种各样的事情，但是呢，因为他们没有觉醒，所以说呢，他们也不以此为耻。
It's not that people constantly live in guilt of thinking they're doing the wrong thing all the time.
不是说是这样的一种状况，时时刻刻呢，都为自己的状况而感到愧疚。
Like Christians go to confession on Sunday.
比如说呢，这个在星期天的时候，那些基督徒们，他们就会来到这个神父面前。
And they reveal how during the week they have fallen victim to their senses.
然后呢，他们就得承认自己在过去的这个一周当中是。怎么沦为自己的感官的奴隶的，做了各种作恶。
But the following week they start again.
但是呢，到了下一个星期的时候呢，他们又造作不误，又重复了。
So basically there is no shame.
所以换句话说呢，他们基本上也就是说是无耻的，没有愧疚之情。
But this transformation of the heart that brings about this revelation is because of the association with devotees.
但是之所以呢会有这样的一种觉悟，是因为我们有跟奉献者这个联谊，能够有和奉献者在一起了，所以说呢就有这样的一种觉醒。
So then the conditioned soul says, but recently.Recently, not long ago.
然后呢，接下来就是说呢，他就是这个受局限的灵魂，就是说呢，就是最近，也就是说，不久之前。
My intelligence has been awakened.
他说呢，我的这个智慧苏醒了。
How was my intelligence awakened?
那我的这个智慧是怎么苏醒的呢？
Because being in touch with the devotees and beginning to practice Krishna consciousness.
那因为是有幸接触到了奉献者，然后开始呢，就是修习 Krishna 知觉了。
So in the second part, the conditioned soul says, now I'm not going to fulfill those material desires.Now I want to engage in your service.
啊，那其实，在第二段当中呢，他就说到了，我现在是不准备再去满足我的这个物质欲望了，我要皈依于您，为您做出服务。
So Prabhupada explains in the purport that this is what happens when we chant Hare Krishna.
那释迦牟尼就在这个要旨说中说到呢，当我们去唱诵或者念诵 Hare Krishna 的时候呢，就会发生这个情景。
Hare, all energy of the Lord. Hare refers to Srimati Radharani.
那当我们说到 Hare 的时候呢，指的就是主的能量。那这个指的就是 Srimati Radharani.
And then we address Krishna.
然后接下来呢，称呼 Krishna.
Please engage me in your service.
Krishna, 请让我为您做奉献服务吧。
And Prabhupada mentioned some devotees will pray to Sitaram, some devotees will pray to Lakshmi Narayan.
那就是呢，有的人他会向 Sitaram 去祈祷，有的人会对这个 Lakshmi Narayana 祈祷。
But the mood is to come before the Lord and to submit ourselves.
那这个心态都是一样的，就是说我们来到主的这个面前，俯身皈依于他。
Now, this mood of coming to Krishna and acknowledging our surrender.Lord Chaitanya says, this is something you will not find with Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, or Mystic Yoga.
那就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说呢，就是作为奉献者的这样的一种行动和心态，也就是说，来到这个主的这个面前，承认自己的渺小，并且向主的莲花组做出皈依和服务。那这个呢，这样的一种心态是不会发生在一个修习 Karma Yoga， 也就是业报瑜伽、Jnana Yoga 思辨瑜伽和这个神秘的这个瑜伽的人。
In other words, Krishna in Bhagavad Gita explains there are many kinds of living entities who are searching for Krishna.
那就像在《博伽梵歌》中 ，Krishna 他说呢，有很多的这个生物体呢，他们都以自己的方式在寻找 Krishna。
Each one of them has a specific motivation why they want Krishna.
那每一个人呢，他都有自己个人的这个动机，就是说为什么他们要 Krishna 是有自己个人的动机。
And they may get knowledge about Krishna.
那他们可能可以获得有关 Krishna 的知识。
They may perform austerities to know Krishna.
他们可能也会通过苦行啊，就是严苛的这个苦行去了解 Krishna.
They may perform all sorts of activities to get to know Krishna.
或者呢，从事各种各样的活动，目的是为了去进一步的了解 Krishna.
But Lord Chaitanya says, without devotional service, all these methods are insignificant.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他说呢，如果没有奉献服务的话，所有的这些方式都是。徒劳无益的。
Karma, Jnana, Yoga cannot give the desired result.
也就是说呢 ，Karma, Jnana 和 Yoga， 也就是说这个业报这个思辨就是业报瑜伽、思辨瑜伽，然后神秘的瑜伽，都是没有办法帮助你获得对 Krishna 的觉悟的。
Because the soul is never satisfied.
因为主要的原因就是说，因为这三种方式呢，虽然去做了，但是灵魂是还是不能得到满足。
So Prabhupada quotes this famous verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam: "Savai pumsam paro dharma yato bhakti radoksa jay ahetuka apratiyata yayatma supersedati." The supreme occupation, dharma, for all humanity is that by which man can attain to loving devotional service to the transcendent Lord.Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self.
那接下来的这个帕哈在要旨当中就是引用了圣严伯伽瓦坛里面的这一个 诗节，这个诗节就是说，对于人类而言，最至高无上的职分，便是能够帮助人类达到对超然的主的奉爱服务之法。啊，这样的奉献服务呢，必须是不带任何动机的，而且是永不中断的。它一定是能够完全的让自我得到满足的。
This is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text Number 6, very famous verse.
啊，这也是一个非常著名的一个诗节，是在圣严波迦瓦坛第一篇第二章第六个诗节。
So, in other words, three things here.Are emphasized.
那也就是说，在这个世界里面呢，其实就是强调了三个要点。
Devotional service.
第一个就是强调的是奉献服务。
But what kind of devotional service?
那这里所说的这个奉爱服务指的是什么呢
？Unmotivated and uninterrupted.
啊，就是它有两个特征，一个就是说毫无动机的，永不中断的。
And that's the nature of pure bhakti.
这个就是纯粹的 bhakti, 纯粹的奉爱的一个特征。
And this nature of the soul to serve Krishna in this way is the nature of all living entities. It doesn't matter what species of life they are in.
那灵魂去服务于主的这样的一种方式其实就是灵魂的本性灵魂的永恒的这个职分无论是人还是其他的各种生命的这个种族中的灵魂都是这样
And this is why Srila Prabhupada practically speaking in all his lectures emphasizes Krishna's words in Bhagavad Gita at the end Sarva Dharmam Parityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja Aham pham sarva papebhyo moksha shesami ma sucha. Give up all processes. Give up everything. And just come to me.
所以呢就是在帕奥帕的无数的这个讲座当中他经常就会引用到国家梵歌的就是快到末尾的这一段诗节有一个诗节。那意思就是说放弃一切宗教。只归于我，就是你要放下一切，只是来到我的跟前。
Karma, jnana, yoga, or austerities, it doesn't matter. This will not bring one to the platform of devotional service.
也就是说，无论是 karma 还是 jnana 还是这个yoga， 也就是说，无论是业宝活动呢，还是思辨瑜伽呢，还是这个玄秘瑜伽，还是。是各种各样严苛的苦行都没有办法这是无关紧要都无法把你带到这个奉爱服务之中。
So, same thing with cultivating knowledge. Without devotional service, useless.
那么培养这个知识也与此同理啊如果说你不加上这个奉献服务的话也是没有用处的。
So Lord Chaitanya gives one quote after another showing how devotional service is far more superior than any attempt to find Krishna in any other way.
所以呢就是Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 其实就在这里引用了一系列的这个诗节来说明一个道理。就是说就是说没有一种方法能够比这个奉爱服务更能够帮助一个人达到这个至尊主了就是一个人他无论是采用任何的这个方法做出任何的这个想要接近于至尊主的这个努力那都不如这个奉爱服务来的崇高
Krishna Nityadas Jiva Taha Buli Gela Ek Doshe Maya Tara Galaya Bandila The living entity is bound around the neck by the chains of Maya, because he has forgotten that he is eternally a servant of Krishna.
那接着且参加马哈帕布又说了一句话，他就是说呢，这个生物体被 Maya 的锁链锁住了脖颈，因为他已经忘记了他是Krishna 永恒的仆人。
In other words, it's like walking on quicksand. The more you step, the more you go down.
换句话说呢，这些受条件限制的灵魂的状况就好像走在流沙上一样，你越是往前走，你越是走得快，你也就在这个流沙中陷得越深。
Then Lord Chaitanya says, Tate Krishna Bhaje Kare Guru Ra Sevana Maya Jale Chute Paya Krishna Ra Charana. If the conditioned soul engages in the service of the Lord and simultaneously carries out the orders of the spiritual master and serves him, he can get out of the clutches of Maya and become liberated at Krishna's lotus feet.
那就是说呢，是个如果说受限制的灵魂能够为至尊主做出奉献服务，并且与此同时能够执行他的灵性导师所给予他的训令，而且去服务灵性导师，那么他就可以挣脱玛雅的魔爪，他就有资格去获得 Krishna 的莲花族的庇护。
And it's interesting that we read all these verses because this chapter is about the process of devotional service.
那么这一章的主题是奉爱服务的这个程序，所以我们现在在读这些诗节，是不是觉得非常有意思？
But all this information that Lord Chaitanya is giving is not really about devotional service. This is to prepare one to devotional service.
那我们要深思一下的话，就会发现这些诗节其实讲的还不是奉献服务本身，而是说这些受束缚的这个灵魂怎么样做好准备，怎么一步一步的为这个奉献服务做好准备的。
So we are given information by which we can understand what does it take to actually enter the process of devotional service.
所以呢，通过这些内容呢，我们就会知道，如果我们要投入到奉献服务之中的话，那么我们需要经历一些什么。
Then Lord Chaitanya says, even if you follow the rules of Varnashram, being Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, or Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, or Sannyas, if you follow all these rules very nicely, but you don't make them serve Krishna, then you're wasting your time.
那接下来其他念马哈帕布特说呢，就是说，如果说你即便你是在遵循这个 Varnashram, 就是四社会阶层、四灵性进阶的这个社会体系，也就是说你是这个婆罗门或者沙地利、白沙或者是树者，或者说呢你是这个真守身居士、行脚僧或者是托钵僧，你是非常严格的按照这个体系去生活了，但是说如果你没有把它转化成为为 Krishna 的奉献服务的话，那你也只不过是在浪费时间。
So when I say wasting time, I don't say that it's hopeless. It's actually very good.
那当我说这个浪费时间呢，那我的意思就是说，我并不是说是没有希望，就是其实这样去遵循这些四社会四灵性境界还是非常有帮助的。
When Srila Prabhupada was asked what is the definition of a human being, Prabhupada says,someone who follow the Varnashram system.
当有人去询问希拉帕乌帕人的定义是什么的时候，希拉帕乌帕就是说，如果一个人他能够去遵循 Varnashram, 就是四社会阶层四灵性进阶的这样一个法的时候，那么这样的人就可以称之为人。
Krishna created that system. He mentions that in Bhagavad Gita.
这个在这个《薄伽梵歌》当中呢 ，Krishna他亲口的说到，这个体系就是 Varnashram 呢，是由他亲自建立的。
But this Varnashram system is there just so the living entity can perform their proper duty for the sake of purification.
但是这个 Varnashram 的这个体系之所以存在，是为了帮助受局限的这个灵魂，能够让他们去履行自己的职责，从而达到自我的净化。
And still it will take a long time.
但是即便如此，也要耗费很长的时间。
Before you actually come in touch with the devotee, because that's the element that's missing in the Varnashram. Where are the devotees?
就是说呢，就是你要 经历很长的这个时间，可能才会有幸去遇到一个奉献者。因为其实遇到接触到这个奉献者，得到奉献者的联谊，恰恰就是这个 Varnasha 四色回阶层四灵性进阶这个制度当中缺失的一环。
So I have two verses that come to mind when we talk about Varnasha.
那当我说到了这个 Varnasha 制度的时候呢，我的脑海中就出现了两个师姐。
Both of them spoken by Lord Chaitanya in two different situations.
这个两个世界都是切丹尼马哈帕布说的，是在两个不同的情境下。
Lord Chaitanya says, Kiba vipra, kiba nyasi, shudra keninoi, hey Krishna tatvaveta, say guru hoi. Whether you are a brahmana, you're a shudra, or you're a sannyasi, if you know the science of Krishna, you are a spiritual master.
那切丹尼马哈帕布说呢，无论你是一个婆罗门，是一个Shudra 还是一个 Sannyasi 娑婆僧，如果你能够你能够具备对于你能够具备一个觉悟至尊主的这个科学的话，那么你就是一位真正的灵性导师。
And then the other verse is Naham vipro nacanarapatiya napiveshuna shudro naham barina chagrihapatiya netisaratir vaikintu prodyan nikira paramananda punamikabder.Gopi Bhartu Parakamalayor Dasa Dasa Nu Dasa. Lord Chaitanya says, I am not a Brahmana, I'm not a Grihastha, I'm not a Brahmachari, I'm not a Sannyasi. I am only an eternal servant of the servant of the servant removed as following the footsteps of the gopis of Vrindavan.
那就是说Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说呢，他说我不是一个婆罗门，不是一个居士，不是一个真守身，也不是一个托钵僧，那我只是在遵循着本大本的牧牛姑娘的步伐，我是仆人的仆人的仆人的仆人的仆人。
So you may be a brahmana, you may be a kshatriya, you may be a vaishya or a shudra, or you may be a brahmachari or grihastha or vanaprastha or sannyasi, but if your heart is not surrendered to the process of devotional service, then you arewasting time. It's not going much faster.
那换句话说呢，你可能是一个非常好的婆罗门、刹帝利，或者是白沙，或者是舒者，或者是你是一个很有资格的这个真守身居士，或者是行脚身，或者是 sannyasi 但是呢。如果说你没有去从事这个奉献服务的话，那么你就是在浪费时间，但并不是说你是完全的没有了希望了，你还是有希望的，但是你的这个进步的这个进程完全可以再加快。
And Lord Chaitanya explained a lot of people identify with these varnas and ashram position, but actually it makes them even more egocentricmore conscious of themselves.
然后呢帕帕他说呢，其实有很多人他们是非常严格的遵循着这个 Varna 的这个制度，四个社会阶层或者是 Ashram, 就是这四个灵性阶层的，但是他们越是严格的遵守，其实他们越是这种有很强的这种自我意识，非常的这个自我中心。
So Lord Chaitanya quote another very famous verse from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yen ye ravindakshavi mukta maninas tvayasta bhavat avishuda budaya arukya krishnira paramparam tata patantyado nadvrita yusmarangraya.
那就是Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就引用了圣简婆伽瓦坛第十篇里面的一段诗节。
O lotus-eyed one,Those who think they are liberated in this life, you must be of impure intelligence. Although they accept severe austerities and penances and rise to the spiritual position to impersonal Brahman realization, they fall down again because they neglect to worship your lotus feet.
那这段话就是一些以为自己在这一生中已经得到了解脱，但是却对您不做任何的奉献服务的人，他们的智慧一定是不解的。 一定是不洁净的。虽然他们接受了严苛的苦行忏悔，并且已经上升到了灵性的境界，也就是说非人格的幻觉，但是他们依然会堕落下来，因为他们忽略了对您莲花族的崇拜。
And why does Lord Chaitanya put so much emphasis on focusing on devotional service?
那为什么 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 要一再的重申奉献服务的重要性呢？
Because in all the different processes of meditation or cultivation of knowledge, it's so much endeavor, it takes such a long time, it is so difficult.
因为这些冥想的程序啊，还有培养这些知识的程序，都是要花费大量的精力和时间的，而且是非常的这个啊艰难，举步维艰。
With absolutely no guarantee to reach devotional service.
而且还不能保证你一定能够啊真打奉献服务。
And all it takes.Is just to do devotional service to Krishna, and the process begins.
啊，实际上呢，你要做的很简单，就是去对 Krishna 就开启了。
In the cover of Back to Godhead, Srila Prabhupada wanted to mention Krishna Suryasa Maya Aya Andakar Yaham Krishna Taham Nahi Mayara Adhikar.Krishna is compared to the sunshine, and Maya is compared to darkness. Wherever there is sunshine, there cannot be darkness. As soon as one takes to Krishna consciousness, the darkness of illusion, the influence of external energy, will immediately vanish.
那接下来所说的那一段话呢，其实也是释迦牟尼希望在回归神舍的这个杂志的封面上所呈现的一个意思。那的意思就是说呢 ，Krishna 就如同是阳光，而 Maya 虚幻的这个能量就好比是黑暗，哪里有阳光，哪里就没有黑暗。一旦一个人能够进入到 Krishna 知觉之中，那么虚幻的这个黑暗，也就是说由于外在能量的影响而导致的虚幻的黑暗。就会烟消云散，就会立刻烟消云散。
I want to. Okay. I think we'll stop here for today.
那我们今天我想就先说到这里了。
But to recapitulate, in summary.Lord Chaitanya has given Krishna's position and then the living entity's position.
那我现在再简单的总结一下，就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的陈述的方式是他先确认这个主的这个地位，说明主的这个地位，然后说到我们这些受条件限制的灵魂的地位。
And then what it takes for the living entity to come in contact with Krishna.
就是说到生物体的地位，然后再讲生物体想要接近这个主的话，那需要做一些什么
？And what are the obstacles that stand in between？
那么在接近主 Krishna 的这个过程当中，究竟这条道路上面有哪一些障碍
？Okay, I want to keep going just for a few more minutes.
那我现在这个再往前讲几分钟。
With this very, very important verse.
因为我要说到的是一个非常重要的时节。
Which is a very deep meditation.
而且呢，它也代表了一种非常深刻的冥想。
Which should actually be the meditation when we chant our japa.
也就是说，当我们在 japa 在这个念珠上念诵的时候呢，也应当这样去冥想。
Lord Chaitanya says, Krishna tomara hana yadi bale ekhvara maya banda hoite Krishna tare kare para. One is immediately freed from the clutches of maya if he seriously and sincerely says, My dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I am surrendering unto you. I am your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service.
那这段话的意思呢，就是这样的。如果一个人能够非常认真、真诚地说，我亲爱的主 Krishna， 虽然我在物质世界生生世世在漫长的岁月中完全地忘记了你，但是现在呢，我要正式地归依于您，我是您真诚的、认真的仆人，请让我为您做奉献服务吧。一个人一旦说出这样的话，那么他就能够立刻的摆脱玛雅虚幻能量的牵制。
We are so conditioned that we don't even know what to say, we don't even know what to think.
就是说我们实在是陷得太深了，太受局限了，以至于我们都不知道我们该说些什么，该想些什么。
So the Acharyas and the Supreme Lord himselfis putting those words in front of us. You don't know what to say? This is what you should say.
所以这些 Acharya 们历代的先师们还有 Krishna 他们呢就把这些话就摆在我们的面前了。你不是不会说话不会思考吗？那这就是你要去说的。
I've gotten you for so many years in this material world today, not yesterday, not tomorrow, or after tomorrow, today.I surrender unto you. I am your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service.
那这段话应该是这么说，我亲爱的主 Krishna， 虽然在物质世界中，在漫长的岁月里，我已经完全忘记了你，但是今天，强调是今天，不是昨天。我要向您虔诚的皈依，我是您真诚做奉献。
嗯，不是明天，不是昨天，今天。
对
，today
强调是今天、现在、当下。
OK。Then Lord Chaitanya says, "Sakrit eva prapanoyas tasvamiti nachayate."Abhayam sarvadatasmai dadam yetad vratam mama. It is my vow that if one, only once, seriously surrenders unto me, saying, My dear Lord, from this day I am yours, and prays to me for fearlessness, I shall immediately award fearlessness to that person, and he will always remain safe from that time on.
This is Lord Chaitanya.
No, yeah, he's quoting Ramayana.
那么下面这一段话呢，就是说是那个Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说的，但是他又是引用的是来自于这个 Ramayana 里面的一段话，罗马延纳的那个话。就是他就说呢，就是我承诺，如果哪一个人现在能够立刻认真的向我皈依。并说我亲爱的主啊从今天开始我就是你的了他向我祈祷无惧无畏那么我会立刻的将无惧回报这一个人回报于他这样他从那一天开始他就会永远的安全无恙
So here the Lord is taking a vow
所以呢，在这里呢，就是说主他自己这个发誓，就是他承诺了。
If you come to me seriously，
就是你抱着非常认真的这个心态。
And you said today I am yours，
来到我的跟前，对我说，今天我就是你的了。
Then immediately I will remove everything that is on the path of devotional service。
那我很快呢，我立刻就会把你的这个奉献服务道路上的这个障碍都一扫而空。
So this is the essence of pure bhakti. It's today, right now, I am yours.
也就是说呢，这就是 bhakti 奉爱的这个精华所在，也就是发生在那一瞬间，就是今天，我就是你的了。
So I will speak more next week on those verses, but I will stop now.
那下一周呢，我继续再就这些师姐再进一步的来给大家讲解。那我今天的正课的这个部分先讲到这里。
Hare Krishna。
The first question， 第一个问题来自于喜宝，顶拜咕噜和翻译，请问使徒传系是一直都存在，还是只在卡利年代才有？念诵圣名的品类与质量与是否进入这个使徒关系有关系吗？使徒传系有关系吗？谢谢。Please accept my humble obeisances. The parampara or the disciplic succession is ever existing, or it only begins in this Kali Yuga. Is there any connection between the one's taste in the chanting of the holy name with the, and the quality of the chanting, and also with the whether one can go into the Guru Parampara? In other words, that if one chants the holy name very nicely with taste and qualities, does that guarantee him or her into the Parampara? Is there any connection between these two?
The first question is interesting.
您的第一个问题挺有意思的。
These Guru Parampara were established in Kali Yuga.
这个 Guru Parampara 也就是说呢，这个使徒传系，那还有一个翻译叫师徒传承，是在这个卡利年代。
Which means they are very recent.
也就是说呢，是近期才有的。
And that's to help the conditioned souls to revive their dormant relationship with Krishna.
那是为了唤醒受条件限制的灵魂沉睡的对 Krishna 的爱。
In all the other yugas, there are different lines of teachers and students.
那在其他的这些 yuga, 其他的这些年代当中呢，他们的那个师徒的这个传承是不一样的。
But they find their sources in the Vedas directly.
但是呢，这个究其根本，这个源头呢，都是在这个伟达经中可以看到。
Now when it comes to the chanting,
那么再说到你的这个唱诵、念诵的这个问题。
The connection to the parampara is established at the time of initiation.
这个师徒传系的这个进入是在一个人他正式的接受了启迪才开始的。
We follow the specific teachings of the specific parampara.
也就是说呢，我们是遵循着一个特定的师徒传系，然后去遵循这个传系去修习我们的 Krishna 之觉的。
Which means that each parampara has a specific practice and sadhana.
那也就是说呢，就是不同的这个传承，他们在这个Sadhana 这个规范的修习方面呢，都是各有特点的。
And the chanting of the holy name is the actual initiation that connects us to Krishna.
那圣名的这个念诵其实是把我们和 Krishna 连接在一起，那也是一种启迪。
So if we chant sincerely,
所以说呢，如果说我们能够非常真诚的去念诵主的圣名，
then Krishna within the heart will bring the spiritual master forward, who will make the connection, official connection to the parampara.
那在我们心中的 Krishna， 也就是说，超灵呢，他就会做出安排一个灵性导师来到我们的跟前，然后呢，通过这位灵性导师的启迪，你就和这个使徒传系正式的建立了连接。OK， 好，下一个问题来自绕真者，感谢帕布棒棒的讲课 ，Mataji 甜甜的翻译，感谢仁慈的主持人。听了帕布的讲课，我感觉到接触 Krishna 的知觉真是幸运，知己茫茫人海，能有几人鸿运当头照，幸运。幸运奉献者，信或奉爱服务的种子，这种幸运从何而来？遇到奉献者或遇到奉爱服务的资格来自于哪里？如何珍惜？谢谢。Thank you, Prabhu, for your wonderful class and the sweet translation of Mataji. Thank you, the MC of this class for your mercy. After hearing from you, Prabhu, I strongly feel that I'm so extremely fortunate to be in touch with Krishna consciousness. In the oceans of human beings, how many people will be fortunate enough to be in touch with the devotees and get the seed of bhakti? Where do we get this fortune, and what is the qualification of getting association of devotees and also get the bhakti service? How to cherish this opportunity? Thank you very much.
I mentioned that during the lecture that the more the devotees make themselves available, the more people will get the fortune and the great fortune to come in contact with Krishna consciousness.
在我前面的课上也讲了，就是奉献者呢，他们出现的越多，也就是说你越容易看到奉献者呢，那么普通的这些人呢，他们就越有机会去接触到 Krishna 知觉。
We have examples in the Bhagavatam of Narada Muni who travels constantly from one place to another to make people's great fortunes.
那在善念博迦瓦坛里面，我们就有这样的一个奉献者的例子，他就是 Narada Muni，那他就是从一个宇宙走到另外一个宇宙，他是从来都不停歇脚步的，这样他就能够让接触到他的这些人都有机会从事奉献服务。In the
story of Narada Muni convincing the 10,000 sons of Daksha to become pure devotees.
那么那有一个悄悄时光说的就是Narada Muni他要就是去说服这个Daksha的一万个儿子，让他们成为纯粹的奉献者。
Daksha becomes very upset and he curses Narada Muni.
那么因为他的儿子Daksha的儿子呢被这个 Narada Muni 说服成功了，所以 Daksha 作为父亲，他就非常的生气，于是就诅咒了 Narada Muni.
So the curse from Daksha to Narada Muni is that he is cursed to never stay in one place.
那么 Daksha 对 Narada Muni 的这个诅咒呢，就是说他不能停步在一个地方。
Narada Muni took this as a blessing.
那对于Narada Muni来说呢，这个诅咒简直就是祝福。Now
in the purport, Prabhupada says something very interesting.
在这个要旨当中呢，Srila Prabhupada 说了一段非常有意思的话。Prabhupada
says, I have also been cursed.
那Srila Prabhupada 他说呢，我也受到了诅咒。By
the parents of my students.
就是说我的学生的父母诅咒了我。
He says, even though I have so many places of residence that are very comfortable for me to stay,
虽然呢，到处都有非常舒适的地方能够让我居住,
I can only stay for 3 days or 1 week maximum in each place.
但是我在每一个地方呢，就是只能待上三两天，最多不过一周。
Yeah. And then he says, all over the world to spread Krishna consciousness.
所以呢，我就得马不停蹄的在世界各地周游，为了去传播 Krishna 知觉。Then
he says, "But I have this commitment to translate the Srimad Bhagavatam."
但是呢，我发誓要去翻译圣典博迦瓦坛。So
I wish I could find one place where I can just sit down and just concentrate on the translation.
所以呢，我也希望，我祈祷能够有这样的一个地方，能够让我安顿下来，能够让我静心的去翻译圣典博迦瓦坛。So
I am transferring the curse to my sannyasis so they can travel and preach so I can sit down and translate.
所以呢，我现在就要把这个 诅咒呢，就都转移到我的这些sannyasi、托钵僧的这些门徒们，这样呢，让他们去旅行，而我就能够在一个地方能够尽心尽力的去翻译圣典博迦瓦坛。So
the devotees should assist Srila Prabhupada by traveling extensively to make people's good fortune.
所以呢，奉献者们就应当要代表Srila Prabhupada在世界各地 去旅行，去广泛的去传扬 Krishna 之觉。
At least those who are sannyasis and those who are brahmacharis, they should take up that service of traveling and meeting people to make their good fortune.
啊，那至少是那些托钵僧啊 ，sannyasi 或者是 brahmachari， 真守生门，应当是在世界各地的这个去旅行，能够接触到越来越多的人，向他们传扬 Krishna 之觉。
Okay.
好。How to cherish that qualification of baptism?
How to cherish that qualification?
How to cherish this fortune?
This fortune. By always feeling indebted to the spiritual master and to the devotees.
就是你又最后问到说怎么样才能够珍惜哈，珍惜我们的这种幸运。那发布的回答就是说我们要时时刻刻的要有这种感恩之情，感觉到我们亏欠了我们的灵性导师和其他的奉献者。
So when people have debts, they have to work really hard to pay it back.
就是欠债的人呢，就得非常努力的工作，这样才能偿清债务。
And sometimes they can't even repay it.
有的时候呢，甚至都没有办法归还。
So Narottam Das Thakur says, our debt to the spiritual master can never be repaid.
所以 Narottam Das Thakur 呢，他就有这样的一句话，他说我们对于我们的灵性导师的债务，就是说这种亏欠是永远没有办法还清的。
Which means this service to the guru is eternal.
换句话说，就是说我们对灵性导师的服务是永恒的。
That should be the mood.
这个就是应当是我们所持有的正确的心态。
We should never think now I have done enough, now I don't need to repay anything to anyone.
所以千万不要有一天就认谁的了。
This indebtedness is the seed of devotional service.
其实这种亏欠就是是我们这个奉献服务的种子，就是我们奉献服务的种子。OK， 下一个问题来自于 Das。 阿布讲到接触到 Krishna 之觉不那么容易，但为什么 Krishna 让我们那么容易就进入就得到了 Krishna 之觉，但进来后却怎么就是那么的困难重重呢？ Prabhu, you mentioned how difficult it is to be in touch with Krishna consciousness, but then why Krishna makes it so easy for us to get and walk into Krishna consciousness, but then after entering the door, why it becomes so difficult with one obstacle after another?
Very good observation, Mr. Das.
Das 先生，您真是明察秋毫，非常有洞见。
First of all, the devotees are actually more merciful than Krishna is.
首先就是说，奉献者是比主本人还要更加的仁。
That's why Krishna and that's why he comes as a devotee in the form of Lord Chaitanya.
而且这也是为什么 Krishna 他就是一个奉献者的身份，也就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 降临到这个世界上。
Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda made absolutely no demands.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和主 Nityananda Prabhu几乎是没有任何的要求，完全绝对的没有任何的要求。
So they made it very, very easy for people to come to Krishna consciousness.
所以说呢，就是为这个人们进入到 Krishna 知觉当中呢，就创造了一个非常轻而易举的状况。
And as a matter of fact, we all experience that the very beginning of our interaction with the devotees and engaging in devotional service, it's such a powerful experience.
那如果我们回想一下，我们接触 Krishna 之觉，并且在奉献者的带动下开始做奉献服务，那一份最初的这个经历真的是非常的强大。
And we feel actually I'm in the spiritual world.
当时我们的感觉就是觉得自己好像已经到了灵性世界了。
But then one morning we wake up.
但是呢，有一天呢，早上醒来了。
And the mind is beating down with demands.
然后呢，这
and doubts.
这个心意呢，就用各种各样的这种要求，还有各种各样的疑惑，在这个鞭打着我们。
And the senses are pulling.
然后这个感官呢也生拉硬拽。
And we don't want to do what we're told.
然后呢我们就不想是就是按照别人告诉我们的方式去做了。
And we become rebellious.
然后就开始有了这种叛逆的心态。
So,Krishna was very merciful at the beginning.
所以 Krishna 在一开始的时候呢的确是非常的仁慈。
But then he's reminding us that there is a price to pay for purity.
然后他接下来就提醒我们说呢如果你想要得到纯粹的话那么你必须是得付出代价的。
Just like when Narada Muni, when he was a young boy, he entered meditation, Krishna appeared in front of him, and then instantly he disappeared.
那就好像是南尔达穆尼啊，他年轻的时候他冥想了呢，就是说这个菩萨就出现在他的面前了。但是，一旦他出现在他的面前，让他正是非常喜悦的时候，菩萨呢，转瞬间又消失了。
So this is the reminder that we are still in the material body, that we still have a mind, and we still have impure senses.
所以这一点呢其实就是在警醒我们就是说我们还是身在物质世界我们还有这个物质躯体物质的这个心意还有不纯粹的感官。
And this is why in English we say this is a labor of love.
所以呢在英语里面呢有这样的一句话叫做这个爱的负担。
If we're going to love Krishna, it takes hard work.
换句话说就是说如果你真的想要真正的去爱 Krishna 的话呢，你是必须要付出艰难的努力的。
And if it was so easy to become Krishna conscious from the very beginning, we wouldn't have to read so many books.
如果说一开始能够获得 Krishna 知觉是这么容易的话，要万一真是那么容易的话，我们也不用看那么多书了。
But there are so many books that explain about everything that is going to happen that we have to watch out for all the obstacles how to overcome them how to prepare ourselves for the next level
那就是很多的这个书里面都讲到了我们在奉献服的这个道路上面会遇到一些什么样的困难遇到什么样的障碍那么我们应当怎么样去克服这些障碍我们怎么样才能够做好准备为下一个阶段提前做好准备呢?
Not only that, but even the Lord himself and his devotees and the acharyas, they go through the same thing just to show us how to do it.
而且呢,不仅如此,这个主本人,还有他的奉献者,那些历代的先师 acharya 们,他们也是以身作则,他们本身他也向我们展示出他们也经历了所有的这一切,其实是为了让用自己的经历来给予我们这个教导。
They go through the same obstacles just to show us how we have to overcome these obstacles.
他们也经历了同样的障碍，只是为了教导我们，我们怎么样去遵从他们的榜样去克服那些障碍。
So this is the proof that we are in the material world.
所以呢，这一点呢，这些困难其实就是证明了我们还在物质世界，我们是在物质世界的。Okay, next question is also from Das. 他不说我们见到永恒解脱的灵魂 ，Krishna 也就近在咫尺了。怎么样才能遇到永恒解脱的灵魂呢 ？Prabhu, you just said that once we find an eternally liberated soul in this world, then we know Krishna is not that far. So how to come across an eternal liberated soul.
Now there's two ways.
有两个方式。
Either you pray for it.
一个就是说你要去祈祷。
Or if you don't pray for it, as Lord Chaitanya mentions, by chance the devotee happens to be there.
一种是你祈祷来的，还有一种就像 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在今天的课里所讲到的。这个是偶尔发生的，也就是说是，正好你遇到了这个机会，所以你就遇到了奉献者。
Now, if you have seen the picture of Srila Prabhupada standing under the tree in Thompson Square Park in New York,
我不知道你有没有看过一张照片，就是Prabhupada站在就是美国的汤姆金森广场的一棵大。 大树下面。
Right,
Prabhupada.
Prabhupada was sitting in his small apartment.
那 Prabhupada 呢？他当时就是住在他的那个小公寓里面。
And he could have stayed in his own apartment and do his translation.
那本来呢，他完全有这么一个栖息的地方，所以他也是可以待在里面，然后自己去翻译这个《博伽瓦坛》。
But he decided to go to the park.
但是他就决定去到那个就是广旷姆金生公园去。
And he stood under that tree.
然后呢，他就站在那棵大树下面。
And he started to chant.
他就开始唱诵了。
Now you see on that picture, even you can see it on the film in the video, that there are people with Prabhupada who are chanting and dancing.
那么你在这个图片上面，照片上可以看到，也可以在这个视频里面可以看到，就是啪啪啪在站在那公园的那棵树上面，然后周围的那些人，他们就随着啪啪啪的唱诵就跳舞啊，唱歌呀，这样。
And there's quite a crowd around Prabhupada.
然后啪啪身边呢就簇拥了一大群人。
Then you see some people's faces; they are completely bewildered.
然后你就会看到那个镜头扫过不同的人，有些人这个脸上的这个表情呢，完全是就是不知道这是怎么回事儿。
Some people are amused.
就是一种非常茫然的这种表情。还有一些人呢，就觉得非常有趣儿，所以呢，就
Some people are amazed.
然后有一些人感到非常的惊叹。
But each of them have come in contact with a pure devotee.
但是呢，他们无论是一种什么样的表现，他们中的每一个人都接触到了一个从此。
Each one of them.I heard the Maha Mantra from the mouth of
a 到了从一个纯粹的奉献者的口中流淌出来的圣名曼陀罗。
And some of these people who were in the crowd later on became devotees.
那这人群当中有一些人，他们后来就真的成了奉献者。
And some did not.
有一些人并没有。
But their spiritual journey has begun.
但是无论如何，他们的这个就是他们的灵性的这个旅途就已经开始了。
So many people get to pray, or they just, you know, they think within their heart, I wish my life was different. I wish I could get to know who is the Supreme Lord.
所以有一些人他们是会祈祷的，他们会内心去深深的祈祷，我希望我再也不要过同样的这种生活了，我希望我的生活能够有所不同，我想找到那个至高无上的主。
So Krishna within the heart,
所以 Krishna 他是在每一个人的心中
will reciprocate accordingly,
就是会相应的去做出回应。
And if this meditation is very sincere, then Krishna will make arrangement to meet the devotee.
如果这个人呢，他的这种冥想是非常的认真的，那么 Krishna 呢，他就会外在的相应做出安排，让他有幸接触到一个奉献者。
So it's all by the mercy of Krishna.
所以呢，其实一切的来源于Krishna 的仁慈
and the mercy of the devotees.
还有就是除了 Krishna 的仁慈，还有奉献者的仁慈，这两个是决定的因素。下一个问题依然是来自于 Das， 他不说我们接受了什么就要去分享。我也听说过一句话，真正的圣人除非被问到，否则是不会开口的。经典当中圣人都是被问到时才做回答的。当然我不是圣人，我怎么理解？到底什么时候该说，什么时候该闭嘴呢？ Prabhu said that as long as we accept something, we should be willing to share with everyone else. But so I also heard one sentence that unless for a real saint, a real sadhu, unless he is being asked, otherwise he won't open his mouth and speak anything.In the scriptures, we see that only when the sadhu is asked, when they will give an answer. Of course, I'm not a sadhu, but I'm thinking how to understand this. When should he speak and when should he close his mouth or he be silent?
I'd like to know where this is coming
我想知道你所讲的真正的圣人，除非被问到，否则不会开口。这个是出处在哪里
？But in any case, this is not Srila Prabhupada's mood.
但是无论如何，你所讲的这个话是完全不能适用于 Srila Prabhupada 的心态。
Srila Prabhupada's mood is you have to use everything in Krishna's service to spread Krishna consciousness.
那 Srila Prabhupada 的他的这种精神就是说。你要把你能够触手可及的一切都用来为 Krishna 做奉献服务。
Now, it is mentioned in the scriptures that a devotee should remain silent.
在经典里面呢，其实的确有这么一句话，是说到这个奉献者应当沉默。
But silent means not to talk nonsense.
但是这个沉默的意思不是说那个不开口说话的意思，指的就是说不胡说八道。
In other words, you can consider someone who is silent, someone who only speaks about Krishna.
换句话说呢，就是说如果你看到一个人，只要他开口讲的一定是和 Krishna 有关的这个话题，那你就可以说他是沉默。
So, we cannot remain silent.
所以说呢，我们不可能一直保持着这个缄默不言啊，就是说始终是沉默的。
Even if there is, Prabhupada explains, even if there's nobody there, the devotee should still speak about Krishna.
那 Prabhupada 说呢，即便是周围空无一人，一个奉献者也应当继续的讲 Krishna。
The devotee does not wait to be asked. The devotee is always speaking about Krishna.
那 Krishna 这个奉献者不应当是被等着别人问他，他才开口说话的。奉献者应当时时刻刻的在讲有关 Krishna 的话。
That's Prabhupada's mood.
这是Prabhupada 的这个心态。下一个问题还是来自于 Das。不断的旅行，变换地方，这是最有效的传教方法嘛？有句话说，滚石不生苔，是不是在固定的地方传教会更有成效呢？Is this the only way to is the constant traveling or changing from one place to another the most efficient way for preaching? We have a saying in China that the rolling stone doesn't collect mold, right? So does that mean that if we are fixed in one place, then we will have more effective preaching?
Yes.
Yes means that if we stay in one place, then...
Different devotees have different duties.
我想说的就是说，是不同的奉献者有不同的责任的。
If you are a married man and you have a family, you stay where you are.
如果说呢，你是一个居士，有家室的，有妻子有孩子，那你就应当待在你原本的地方。
Because you have responsibilities.
因为你有责任在身。
And because you live in one place, obviously you become part of the community.
那么你如果在一个地方扎根的话，那么很自然的，你就会融入到当地的一个社团里面，
and that's,
一个群体里。
That's 90%.
就我们现在90%的人都是这样的一个状况，就是他们是基本是固定在一个地方，然后是处在一个群体、一个社区或者说一个社团之中的。
And then we have those who don't have a home and who don't have a family.
那还有一些人呢，他们是没有家室的，然后他们也没有这个固定的居住的地方。
So they move around to spread Krishna consciousness.
所以他们就会走到不同的地方，变换地方去传播 Krishna 知觉。
So Lord Chaitanya wanted Krishna consciousness to be in every town and village.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他有一个心愿，他希望 Krishna 知觉。或者说圣灵能够来到每一个乡村城镇。
It means you stay where you are and you make devotees where you are.
换句话说，就是说你呢就在固定在一个地方，然后呢你就在周边去传播 Krishna 知觉，把周围的人变成奉献者。OK. 吴桥 Usha Devidasi, 顶拜 Radha Charan, Prabhu.有爱、有方法、有实战经验的课程指导，顶拜翻译甜美的甘露和 YY 默默服务付出的小蜜蜂们，老师信心满满的课程，让 阳光明媚的一天更加的灿烂。请问老师，如果我总没完成和亏欠了灵性导师、奉献者或者自己承诺的时候，如何奉献者或者自己承诺的时候如何说？我总没完成和亏欠了灵性导师、奉献者或者自己承诺的时候如何说？改过让自己内心行为亏欠。The Chinese is not that clear. 改过让自己内心行为亏欠，向前走，向前继续靠向奉献服务。OK, Usha Devidasi. So I give you the if I always can't fulfill the desire of the spiritual master or be all constantly indebted to spiritual master or the other devotees or my own commitment, what can I do? Just to correct myself and or always feel this kind of indebtedness in my heart? Or should I just move on and simply? Okay, you think I speak about the first half? You want?
Okay. Indebtedness can be a thought.
那就是这种亏欠呢，可能就是可以是一种想法。
But ultimately, service.
但是不管一种非常实际可行。
Tells her son all the time, "My dear child, I love you so much."
那你想象一下，如果是一个母亲啊，就是不停的跟自己的儿子说，我孩子啊，我是多么的爱你。
But she never cooks for him.
但是
said to his mother, "Mommy, I love you so much."
Mom 说，妈妈。但是他，所以呢，这个口头上说说是很容易的。
We have to do something practical.
但是我们必须得要做一些实际的事情。
And in terms of practicality, we don't have to go very far.
那么当我们说到这个实际的行动的时候，其实也不要做的太远太多。
We don't have to take over the world to prove our indebtedness to the guru.
我们没证明哦。
Sometimes devotees approach Prabhupada and say, "Prabhupada, what pleases you the most?"
很多时候，奉献者来到 Prabhupada 的跟前，询问 Prabhupada 说，什么最能取悦于您？
How can we repay you?
我们怎么样呢？才能偿还对您的亏欠？
Prabhupada gave a very simple answer.
Prabhupada 的这个答案是非常的简单的。
Just be a good devotee.
就做一个好奉献者就行了。
So a good devotee is someone who has a good sadhana.
好奉献者的定义是什么呢？首先他得有非常好的 sadhana 规范修习。
Is someone who develops Vaishnava qualities.
一个人他培养了这个作为 Vaishnava 奉献者的品质。
And just this alone is a great achievement.
这两者如果都能做到的话，已经是非常了不起的成就了。
So this indebtedness is not something material that starts as one point, finishes at one point. It's transcendental indebtedness.
但那种亏欠实际上是一种超然意义上的一种亏欠，并不是说从某一刻开始你亏欠了，然后到某一个时刻你就停止亏欠，或者是偿清了你的债务了。它不是这样的一个物质的时间化的一个概念。
Like Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, if you offer me a leaf, a flower, water, or a fruit, if you do it with bhakti, I accept.
那这就好比是在《博伽梵歌》里面啊 ，Krishna 他说呢，你这个爱心供奉我，一点水，一点水果，一片树叶呢，只要是以爱心，我都接受。
Prabhupada says, do you think that Krishna needs all your big cooking?
然后 Prabhupada 他也问过这样的一句话，他说，你以为 你们以为 Krishna 是一定得要吃你们做的大餐吗？
Do you think Krishna needs all your millions of dollars?
你们以为 Krishna 得一定得有你供奉给他的这个成千上万的这个美元吗？
He owns everything.
他拥有着一切。
So Krishna only wants bhakti.
所以呢，其实 Krishna 他想要的就是一个人的 bhakti 奉爱。
So indebtedness means to cultivate bhakti.
所以呢，这种亏欠就意味着说你要不断的去培养你的 bhakti， 你的奉爱之情。
And then what happens naturally when we cultivate bhakti and we become good devotees, we become shelter for others.
所以很自然的，当我们能够很好的去培养出自己的奉爱之情的话，那么我们呢就能够更好的去培养其他的人。
So we don't need to work on others. If we work on ourselves, naturally it will benefit everyone else.
所以说你也不必把这个力一定要使到别人身上，你把这个力用在自己的身上，你得到了净化，培养出了这个 bhakti 的话，其实你就自然而然的也就帮助了别人。
Then the second part?You said there's something else?
Yeah, so should we just move on with our devotional service or dwell on the, our guilty feelings about, not guilty feelings, but about our indebtedness to the spiritual master? Because at the beginning she mentioned that I always feel that I haven't fulfilled his desire or my own commitment, so I...kind of saying that I'm constantly feeling guilty about it.
No, there has to be some feeling of pressure. Without pressure, we don't do anything.
就是我后来又把你后面的那个问题又强调了一下呢，就是让帕帕进，再让帕布再继续回答一下。那帕布的意思就是说，你内心感觉到有这种亏欠，有这种压力呢，其实是好的。我们每个人都需要有一些压力的。
So the pressure is not to concentrate on things that we cannot do, it's to concentrate on things that we can do.
但是你这个压力的这个着眼点不是说我什么没做好，什么我没做，而是应当把这个重点放在我能做什么上。
So for example, every day we make an offering to the guru in a way of chanting good japa.
比如说呢，我们每一天呢，我们要非常好的去念诵我们的加塔，我们在念珠上的这个念诵，以此作为对我们灵性导师的一个供奉。
I mean, just this in itself, to concentrate on quality chanting, this is a huge service to the guru.
那就是说，只是这一点啊，你要非常专注在一个真正的能够达到一个有品质的有质量的这个念诵，本身这一个行动就是对你的灵性导师的意义。
Books to perform arti to the deities in full consciousness. This is a big.
翻译的是看释迦牟尼的书籍，向这个神像去做这个 arti 供奉。这本身也是一个非常了不起的服务了。
So there's no room for guilty feeling.
所以在这里呢，我们不必有这种愧疚的这种心理，自惭形秽的这种心理是没有必要的。
We have to focus on the instruction of the guru to be a good devotee. This is the basic principle of guru disciple relationship is to become a good devotee.
我们要把我们的重点放在怎么样能够很好的遵循我们灵性导师的给我们的训谕上面，做一位非常好的奉献者。其实这个呢，就是说我们门徒之间的这种关系的，也就是说，下一个问题来自于 Maharani。David Asi, 顶拜帕布顶拜翻译，问题是永恒受制约的灵魂是边际能量，请问永恒解脱的灵魂属于什么能量呢？ My question is that we know the eternally conditioned soul is categorized as the marginal energy. What about the eternally liberated soul? Which energy do they belong to?
eternal energy.
说到这个主的能量的话，一共是三种，一种是一个就是说边际能量。
The liberated living entities are part of the internal energy.
那么解脱的这个生物。
They're actually an expansion of Krishna's energy.
实际上他们是 Krishna 的能量的扩展。
Like Krishna.
就是 Krishna 呢他有两种最主要的直接的扩展。
One is Srimati Radharani.
第一个就是Srimati Radharani.
And the other is Balaram.
然后第二个就是 Balaram.
Yes.
然后呢从这个 Balaram 开始呢就展示出其他的所有的一切。
And from Srimati Radharani, devotional service expands.
然后呢这个从 Srimati Radharani 开始呢就扩展出了奉献服务，奉爱服务中的一切。
So one facilitates the service and one creates the service.
所以呢，其中一个就是为，就是 Balaram 这边扩展的这个一切，是为做奉献服务创造条件来支持奉献服务的。而 Brother Rani 这一边所扩展出来的，就是创造的是奉献服务本身。OK。世界中永恒受制约的灵魂通过做奉献服务回归聆听世界后还是受制约的灵魂吗？ So if the eternally unconditioned souls in this material world active performing devotional service, they can go back to the spiritual world. After going back to the spiritual world, are they still conditioned souls or not?
You cannot enter.
到了百分之一百的纯粹，所以呢，你是不能，除非是这样，否则的话，你是不能回到。
And pure, there is no chance of contamination again.
所以一旦你达到这百分之一百的这种纯粹的话，那就不可能再受到污染了。
So those who return to the spiritual world do not return to the material world.
所以那些回到了灵性世界的这些灵魂就再也不用回到这个物质世界了。
Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita chapter 4.
在这个国家梵歌的第四章当中 Krishna 的就是亲口说了一段话，就是回答了你的这个问题。回到了灵性世界之后就再不用堕落到这个物质世界了。
Unless for very specific service, Krishna may send.
特例，比如说呢，就是这些纯粹的在灵性世界的这个灵魂，要安排他们在物质世界做一些特别的服务的时候，才把他们送过来。
It's the same system with Pure Land Buddhism.
这个和那个佛教里面的那个净土宗是非常的相似的一个说法。
Except that Pure Land Buddhism.Remains in the material world. It's not in the spiritual world.
但是这是净土宗里面说的这个西方极乐世界，它依然是在这个物质世界的范畴里面，虽然是比较高的地方，但是它还是物质世界，还不是灵性世界。Okay. That's all for today.
Any other questions, Sumukhi Radha Mataji?
Sumukhi Radha Mataji, 还有别的问题吗？
Krishna,
没有问题啊。
没有了。
Okay, thank you very much, Sumukhi Radha Mataji.
非常感谢 Sumukhi Radha Mataji.
Thank you, Krishna Premi, for your translation.
感谢 Krishna Premi 所有的奉献者。
And thank you for all the great questions.
也感谢你们大家提出的非常。棒的一些问题。
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Kashyadesh Yatra ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
来昆塔之音服务员与聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天的永恒的且贪婪经是且贪婪 Charitamrita 的讲课就到这里结束。我们现在讲到的是 Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第22章奉爱服务的程序。感谢大家今天的收听，我们下周同一时间，周三早上。